protection of Sovereignty Bill 2026 continues to meet resistance, with the Bank of Uganda saying the country runs a risk of regulatory fragmentation. Termination of Uganda from the global payment system threatens to return increased informality in financial systems, as well as rendering the economy to fundamental shocks. Governor, Bank of Uganda Michael Ating-Ego notes that the creation of financial approval procedures by the Minister of Internal Affairs overlaps Bank of Uganda banking regulations, establishes parallel provision, double licensing that is currently a core role of the central bank, risks drastic drop in remittances from abroad due to restrictive provisions in the bill. He says the protection of the Sovereignty Bill 2026 risks widening the deficit of Uganda's financial accounts, cash flows, and drop the digital financial systems, and further recommends that government tightens the already existing provisions in the laws tracking financial flows.
This bill is bringing restrictions into cross-border transactions, meaning that it is bringing restrictions on the inflows to this country. And we run a risk of reducing substantially the inflows into Uganda. And if we reduce these inflows into Uganda, it means that our current account is even going to widen. And with the restrictions, there will be limited inflows in the financial account, which is going to make it very difficult for us to finance the widening current account balance. We are going to have a substantial...